News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center at his station on the other side of the glass, being our great producer. We appreciate that. He's why the podcast will be loaded on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts shortly after our interview. In the studio with us now, I'm glad to say I'm meeting for the first time Patricia Lawton of Bloomsburg. She's the Democratic candidate in the 27th District State Senate race that's underway. This is the special election that's getting underway. There's a Republican nominee, and there is a Libertarian candidate. You won't find him on the ballot, but you'll have to write him in. So he'll be talking about that at 7:40 this morning. But first, Patricia, thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, really nice to meet you. I think this is interesting. You kind of pop up and say that you're going to be a candidate, and sure enough, you make it on the ballot. You got all the petitions in and all these things. So thank you for running, and thank you for being a candidate. I think the election process always needs more choices. Tell us about yourself and the decision to run for state senate, please.
Okay. I have been a longtime speech-language pathologist, working from really early intervention all the way through adulthood, primarily in the educational setting, but I have experience in early intervention, also in home health, long-term care as well. But I would say about, 20-plus years in the educational setting, from early intervention, K-12, and also higher education. I've been a little over a decade in higher education. In that role, I was also a director of a master's degree program in speech-language pathology, specifically for school-based speech-language pathologist. That was a grant-funded program funded through the federal government through the Office of Special Education Programs, and it worked in collaboration with Pennsylvania Department of Ed and school districts and intermediate units throughout the eastern portion of Pennsylvania. So I directed that for a few years, and it was decided we had policy changes in Pennsylvania, so that program had closed, and I moved into a tenure-track faculty position at Bloomsburg University. And I've been working on a PhD in administration and leadership studies through Indiana University of Pennsylvania for the last several years, and I'm in the dissertation phase of that process right now.
So you're one of those people that can do and can teach both. You know,
I believe so, yes.
The old axiom, if you can't do, you teach.
Right, well, no.
But this doesn't apply to you at all. Just the opposite, really. Okay, so, and now you throw your hat into the ring for Democratic State Senate.
Correct, yes.
Well, tell me about that. What led to that decision? Why public office? Why do what a lot of good, smart folks, people are doing today, saying, I want to get involved?
Yes. I think for me, I have always been interested in politics. I want to go back to high school when I debated an entire history class in the Reagan-Mondale election. So I was the lonely Democrat in Wyalusing in that class, debating everybody. And I had a teacher that actually sent me to a program at Mansfield University around politics. So I think the seeds were there. I'm a military brat. Both my parents served in the Air Force. So I was, as a young child, very much aware of issues and, our stance in the world. Politics were always talked about in the House. So I've always been interested in that. Chose a different career path for a number of reasons. But I think when you work with people, and especially in education where you are on the front line of individuals' lives and you see all the systems at play and the things that impact them, you become interested in policies, in the decisions that leaders are making that impact, those children that you're serving and their futures. And so I became increasingly aware of those things. In the past, I've been a union leader. So I was aware of issues around workers. And then I think we roll into the recent decade and the political climate and this gridlock that we're in right now. And I became even more aware and concerned and involved in the back, what do I want to say, behind the scenes types of things. I've been one of those folks that's been trying to engage my politicians, making phone calls for them, et cetera. So very involved in the back end of things.
So if Linda gets elected, she's going to hear from you. If you get elected, you're going to call her and say, you know, how do these policies, how could this work? Or
yes.
I need another voice here.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm somebody that actually, you know, I worked with Senator Gordner when I was at Bloomsburg University on professional licensing issues in the state of Pennsylvania for speech-language pathologists. He actually called me one time for, you know, mm-hmm. and said, Patty, is this a thing? Is this real? And I said, yes, please help us. And he did. So these are issues that, you know, there's many issues that impact us, right? Everything going on. I've always been concerned about that. And I am one of those people that I don't mind an argument. You know, our household was full of those, you know, a heated conversation about the way to solve a problem. I think what's wrong now is that it's filled with vitriol and hate and judgment rather than sitting down and really talking about the complexities of our issues and what can we do to solve them.
Hey, Governor Shapiro talked about extremism yesterday as something that's not helping Pennsylvania at all.
No, it's not.
You want voices heard. All right, some of the issues in the campaign, we'll say early childhood education and child care, an issue in Pennsylvania that a state senator would address?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, I mean, education has been historically underfunded from early intervention all the way through higher ed in Pennsylvania. You know, we had a recent win under Governor Wolf, but it fell well short of what Governor Wolf asked, and it's not promised going forward in the future. And when we look at children and, you know, a key factor in their development are those first few years. That's where the foundation is laid. And if we do not have quality daycares and preschools, affordable for families, you know, this, again, it sets the foundation moving forward. And right now in early intervention, we have many areas where we have more children in need than we have spots for. And I'll give Shamokin and Mount Carmel as an example of that right now. We do not have enough early interventionists. We are inadequately paying some of those early intervention teachers. So there's a whole gamut of issues. And again, we're talking about the very foundation. And what I've always told people is we spend the first few years of our life learning language and the rest of our life using language to learn. And so if we don't get it right there, it's a lot of lost ground.
The good important things you want to emphasize require more funding. Is there some place in Harrisburg where we're not spending money right from where we can draw funds and make sure that they're reprioritized?
You know, that's a good question. I think those are things that, you know, as a sitting senator, you sit down and you look at those things. I can assume that there is a lot of things that we're wasting money on, you know. And I think what the American and the Pennsylvanians are saying is we want our tax dollars to benefit most of us, the greater good, and not a certain sector. And so there's a lot of frustration around deciding to spend a lot of money that really doesn't impact everybody. Education is something that impacts all of us, regardless of whether you choose to go into a trade, a vocational technical trade, or you choose to go to college, or you choose to, you know, do other things. Education is that foundation. We know that that's key to adult outcome success.
Right. Other issues you want to address, tell our audience where you stand on other key issues, if you would, please. And we have a couple minutes left.
Certainly. I believe in the women's right to choose. I know that's a touchy topic for a lot of people, but I don't think banning abortion is how we solve people wanting abortion. I believe we need to address the socioeconomic factors that are around that situation. I do believe in building our downtowns back, bringing small businesses back. Not only is this good for our economy and for jobs, We're also developing the places and spaces where community members come to meet. And in a day and age when we're separated because of technology, you know, we need those places where we can come together, where we can commune, talk with one another, and build the community ties that we need. Those community ties also relate to our trouble with mental health, drug and alcohol addiction, increasing crime, and also increasing gun violence in our area. So, you know, a lot of these things, politicians like to talk about these things as if they're separate issues, but they're actually related issues. And I believe that we need the resources brought to our local communities so that we can tackle mental health. Mental health is family to family, family in a community. And so the resources need to be at the community level. And these are where the resources need to be for drug and alcohol rehabilitation. It's really about building our communities back from the ground up.
And we have to stop you there because we're out of time, but I'll give you 30 seconds for an additional remark. You've agreed to come on the mark on the 24th.
Okay? Correct.
All right, so that's the 8:30 talk show, so you will do that. We can elaborate on all these topics at that time.
Sure.
An additional comment for our audience on Sunrise.
Well, I'm going to be over in Shamokin this evening at the Heritage Restaurant from 6 to 8 o'clock, so folks are welcome to come out there. I'll also be at the Northumberland headquarters in Sunbury tomorrow evening from 5 to 7. So come on out, go to my Facebook page as well, and you can reach out to me at Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, the number 4, P-A, at gmail.com. And, you know, welcome to try to engage with me there. I can give people calls, come out and see folks where they're at. So come on out and see me. I look forward to speaking with the public.
Patricia, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for being on the radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
Patricia Lawton, a Bloomsburg Democratic candidate for 27th District State Senate. A special election is January 31st. And as I mentioned, she'll be on WKOK's On the Mark next week, 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 24th.